Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures, so the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! I'm very excited today to have Diana Gonzalez joining us from the Bavaria Tourism Office. So today we're going to take a trip to Germany. Welcome to the podcast, Diana.
Hi, Shannon. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk about Bavaria with you today.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. You're the first person we've had on the podcast to talk about Germany. And it is just such a wonderful country with so much to offer. So, Diana, tell us a little bit about you and about Bavaria.
For sure. I am currently based in New York City. I am the manager for our international networks team at Bavaria Tourism. My HQ is in Munich, so that's where most of my team is. I look after the North American market, which means I pretty much just focus on inspiring Americans to travel to Bavaria. I work very closely with the tourism industry to ensure Bavaria is top of mind with tour operators, travel advisors, and of course, journalists, so they can write about the beautiful state of Bavaria. And Bavaria Tourism is the official marketing office for the state of Bavaria. So Bavaria Tourism was Germany's first regional marketing organization back in the year 2000. And really our goal together with all of our Bavaria tourism partners is to continue to keep Bavaria as a number one travel destination. Bavaria has been the number one tourism destination and the most popular one in Germany thus far.
That's very cool. I am fortunate enough to have spent some time in Bavaria, and I forget how big it is. What all does it encompass?
Yeah, it is the largest state out of the 16 states in Germany. It's located in the southeast of Germany. And so we have, you know, it's very diverse. Like you said, we have the very south of Bavaria. We have the Alpine region, which is absolutely breathtaking and beautiful. Then a little bit north, you know, we have forests, we have vineyards as well. So it's a very diverse land. We have the Bavarian forest in the east, where there's so many outdoor nature activities, hiking, cycling, lakes, rivers. We have the Danube as well, which also makes us a top destination for river cruising. So that's obviously very popular as well. So there's just a diverse mix of things, you know, nature wise, you know, and then of course we have Munich, which is a very vibrant city, very city-like, you know, not too country, but you know, if you get a little bit away from Munich, you are already in the countryside. So it's very, very nice and very diverse. You know, if you're traveling by car from north to south, it's maybe 4 hours, maybe a little bit less. It depends, you know,
okay,
the traffic, but yeah, to get around really, it's not that complicated.
No, it's super easy. One of the trips we went on was with my in-laws, and we did Christmas in Bavaria. Yes. I think we flew into Frankfurt, but you could fly into Munich and, like you said, rent a car and get around so easily.
So for, you know, for families, we have the nature and the outdoors that is very popular. We also have a lot of really nice museums. We have a great toy museum in Munich, as well as Nuremberg, that provides kids and families with a lot of, you know, knowledge. There's a lot of also castles and palaces, I think, that are super, super exciting. You know, that's not something we find in the US, for example, right? You can't find a beautiful palace or a beautiful castle or very old, you know, medieval style. That's something you would normally we'll find in Europe and in Bavaria. Of course, the world famous Neuschwanstein Castle is there, which inspired Disney and Sleeping Beauty Castle. So that's actually probably one of the top attractions in all of Germany, and most likely Europe, I would even say, for sure, right? And I think as a kid, going to this would be very magical, especially if they're into Disney. It could be something you could say, hey, this is the real life inspiration for those fairy tales.
I remember seeing it for the first time. My first trip to Europe with my family, I mean, and to see it in person is just unbelievable. But like you said, there's so many castles you can tour and you can even stay in them, right?
Yeah. There's actually a few castles that offer accommodation as well. For example, we have a really lovely castle in northern Bavaria. It's called Burg Rabenstein. And they're really nice medieval castle. And also they tend to have on the weekends, like medieval events, medieval market, very nice. So even if you don't stay, for example, that's something you can experience as activities. There's a falconry as well there. So you can take the kids to kind of get to know a little bit of that and maybe even get to play around, you know, with falcons there and with the professional keepers there. But it's very, very nice. And of course, beautiful pictures you can take. And then we also have, for example, Herren Chiemsee New Palace, which is a beautiful palace also created by the same king that created Neuschwanstein Castle. This is much more luxurious, I would say, more splendid. He was inspired by the Palace of Versailles in France. So,
okay.
Typically, they call it the Bavarian Versailles. He was very inspired by the French royalty. And so he wanted to create something very similar to that as well.
Okay.
And
this is very ornate, I'm sure.
Yeah, very, very ornate. The location is even better. It's located on Lake Chiemsee, one of the largest lakes in Bavaria, and it's located on one of the islands there. So in order to even get there, you have to get a ferry.
Oh, that's really neat.
So it's a nice experience, you know, and it's not too far away from Munich. So that's also nice.
What I really like, too, is that no matter what time of year, there's something to do. Skiing in the winter, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. For example, in the Alpine region, that's where you'll find all the mountains and the mountainous regions. For example, we have a nice experience with the Zugspitze, which is the largest mountain in Germany. And you can actually take like a nice cable car up there. It's about 10 minutes and you can be there at the top and you can see all of the peaks from, you know, Austria, Italy, even. Like if you're on a nice day, there's a beautiful restaurant up there as well, floor to ceiling windows. There's also a nice, like a bunny hill, I would say, when you're up the top and you can go sledding with the kids there. It's a very nice activity. You can even do it in the summer. So you don't have to wait to go in the winter or in the fall. I mean, if you really want to do the skiing and stuff, of course, that's in the winter. But yeah, if you want to do something small with the kid, you could go sledding even in the summer. So that's fun.
That's really fun. Sounds like a great place for winter break or even extended holiday. What if you wanted to go take the family on spring break?
Definitely Munich would be nice. There's also close to Munich, we have Nuremberg. You take the train. If you want to do like a nice train adventure, it's like an hour on the high-speed train to Nuremberg. And we have the Imperial Castle, which is very medieval. Like I said, the toy museum, there's also a rail museum. The old town is very beautiful. You know, you have those timber framed houses and buildings that, you know, are still there. Rothenburg, for example, it's close to Nuremberg as well. And this is a small town, very famous for its picturesque medieval style. When you're there, you feel like you're, you know, in medieval times. The streets, the buildings, the architecture remains very similar to those times. So it's very nice. There you will also find Kette Wolfart, which is the Christmas museum and village. So that is open all year round, has been open for the last 40 years. And yeah, I think a nice adventure along the romantic road, which includes Rothenburg and then all the way to Füssen, which is nearby Neuschwanstein Castle. So experiences like this, it really takes you back in time.
That's really neat. So in the summertime, it seems like there's a lot of outdoor theme parks.
Legoland is there. Yeah. Playmobil is near Nuremberg. So also that's an addition as well. And Legoland is more west in Bavaria, so outside of Munich. But yeah, of course, you have that for the smaller kids. And there's many also parks, for example, the English Garden in Munich. It's one of the biggest parks in the world, really, urban parks in the world. It's even bigger, the Central Park, which is really, really cool. The cool thing for kids is called the Eisbach, and you'll find the surfers, they surf on the river. It's something you don't really expect to see in Munich. So it's very, very cool.
Yeah. And just with the lakes and stuff, that sounds amazing for summer. Yeah. It sounds a really kind of cool destination. As you move into the fall, of course, for the parents, there's the wine regions.
Yes, of course.
And Oktoberfest too.
Yeah, I mean, for the parents, if they want to do a nice detour and get to know a little bit of the wine region in Bavaria, it's in the northern part. It's called the Franconia Wine Country region. And you will find many, many local vineyards there. You know, if you're there on the right time, you can also participate into the harvest. Yeah, a lot of the winemakers are open to that, or the wine owner is very open for visitors to come. You know, once you're there for a tasting or whatever, and you're there for the right time, then you can also help them in the harvest.
That's cool. I mean, that can even be fun for kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then we move into the holiday season, to the Christmas markets, which are just so lovely. We went to Regensburg. That is just such a cute little village.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. Yeah, Regensburg, I think, has about 4 Christmas markets traditionally on a regular year, which is awesome, you know, and it's a nice town as well. It's one of the oldest towns in Bavaria as well. It was very popular within the Roman times. The old stone bridge, I'm sure you've seen it if you were in Regensburg, that one has great history. It's one of the most preserved bridges in Germany. It goes way back to, I think, like 11th century or something like this. And it still is pretty much intact. So it's fantastic. Yeah. In Munich, there's about 32 Christmas markets as well. So yeah. So if you're in Munich, obviously, maybe you want to do all 32. Yeah, they're all themed as well. So that's nice. Yeah. So each town, each region has to have a Christmas market. I don't think I've heard of a town that doesn't have their own Christmas market.
It's just so great. And the food, the beverages, fun drinks for the kids. I can't wait to get back to the Christmas markets. And I think it would just be such a fun experience for the kids too.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, again, something you don't really find in the US, right? So for them, it would be just a magical experience. I think I did want to talk quickly about food. It tends to focus a lot on meat or sausages, pork, beef, but there's plenty of options. You know, we have the Käsespätzle, which is like a delicious cheesy noodle dish that I would compare it probably to mac and cheese. So for kids, I think that would be something super great. And then we have, for example, one of my favorite side dishes is the potato salad. It's so, so yummy. You get that usually with a schnitzel, which I'm sure many people have heard about, which is super delicious. You can get
so good.
You can get it in a chicken form or beef or different versions. But yeah, it's very, very delicious. And then of course, for dessert, there's the Kaiserschmarrn, which is very, very yummy. I don't know if you guys have heard of this or if you
should. No, what's that?
So it's more of an Alpine region dessert, and it's traditionally served in Bavaria as well. And it's really just shredded, fluffy pancakes into a messy style, and then powdered with some sugar and applesauce as well.
Yum.
And it's super, super delicious. So I would definitely, you know, tell parents, don't be so limited with the food options or have this perception that your kids won't have a good meal or they might not like it. I'm positive they will like a lot of the things in Bavaria. And pretzels, of course, you can't forget the pretzels, the warm pretzels, like a real, real pretzel with some butter. I'm a foodie, so I like to definitely try that out and talk about it too when I can.
Everybody's going to eat well in Bavaria as well.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I don't think you will go hungry.
Those are really good tips.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's such a diverse region for kids, for families, for adults, for multi-generational as well, right? Like I said, there's a lot of history. You know, we have the culture buff, you have the history buff, the outdoorsy enthusiasts, right? You're not far from reaching whatever you want. That's the best part of Bavaria, I would say.
I love it. And Munich is such a easy to get to central airport.
Yes,
And then you can just branch out from there.
Absolutely. There's a lot of direct flights from the US now. They're all coming back to Munich airport. So that's great.
Oh, that's so great. Well, Diana, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Danke schön, Diana.
Danke to you too for inviting us and having me talk a little bit about Bavaria. And just, this is just a glimpse, really.
It was a great little sample.
Yeah, little sample.
And now they can go learn more.
Yes, at Bavaria.travel.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!